So I'm going to go ahead now and see, I already see there's a couple of hands raised. And I'm not sure if they are from the prior session or new. But if you did have your hand raised in the prior session and you haven't lowered it, please take an opportunity to do that. I'm going to currently call on Kai and then Louise.
Thank you, and thanks, Mike, for that great presentation. I was just wondering on what basis you expect this to lead to greater stability than the management using ACLs.
So as you heard from our presentations this morning, and I think it was you who asked the question, do you make adjustments every single year in the fishery? And the answer to that is yes. And so with the harvest control rule approach, based on where the stock condition is, it wouldn't need to be, we wouldn't need to be reacting on an annual basis to what the recreational management measures should be. As long as we have good information on stock status, we can indicate which step we're at in the harvest control rule, and that step is associated with recreational management measures. And so the stability portion of that is less changes in the rec measures from year to year, and a predictability of what rec measures should be as stock condition changes, whether it improves or becomes less healthy. Does that make sense?
It seems to me that in order to get there, you probably would have to be somewhat conservative how you set your harvest control rule, so it wouldn't be using the last pound in the same way that we might do with constantly adjusting to ACLs. So I think that there's probably a trade-off there between stability that you can achieve and some excess on average that you may have to forego.
Yeah, I think your point is that you may have to be more precautionary because you can't be as responsive from one year to the next. I'm not hearing him. Are you hearing him?
Yeah, Kai, you're muted. You're good. Yeah. Go ahead.
Yeah, no, I think that's it. So, I mean, you'd, in order to get to that greater stability, you probably have to give up a little bit of yield or access. And you could probably have that, there are ways of doing that with the ACL approach too, right?
I see a number of hands raised. And so what I think I'm going to do, I want to first check in with Charles because he's next on our agenda. And I know that if I were to call on each of these individuals as their hands have come up, we would run quite far behind in getting to Charles. So what I think I'd like to do is go ahead and let's take Charles's remarks now, and then use these questions as well as any of the ones from Paul Rago's session or the state session to spur up the discussion at 4 o'clock. I want to make sure we don't shortchange Charles at all, and he's been very patient last, but anything but least on our agenda today. So I appreciate if folks even want to leave their hands raised so I know the order in which they'd like to ask their questions, you can go ahead and do that, and we'll just we'll open up as soon as Charles is finished, including any questions for him as well.